This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance Copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. Hi, this is Julie.
Hi, this is Susan.
And today we're going to talk about the energy of names. And I throw that at you because you and I have known each other, what, for years and years? Something like that. Oh. We've collaborated on a bunch of books. We do a lot of podcasts. We work with energy.
Centuries.
We do a lot of fun stuff.
Centuries.
And I just can't get past the fact that you're Susan. So I have nothing against Susan.
It's your way of trying to say you forgot my name.
No. You know when we would first meet up and we'd do our work at the pond, and I'd always have to think, all right, what does she look like? What is she, you know, between the different look that you always have, and I've been told I have the same thing. And I just kind of, it's funny to say, okay, yeah, Susan. And the other day I was saying something, oh, my friend, blah, blah, blah. And somebody said, why don't you just call her Susan? I said, because I don't know. That name really, I'm not sure. I don't know. That name just doesn't, there's nothing wrong with Susan.
I was named after my grandmother.
And it's a beautiful name. But, you know, we're talking about the energy of names. And okay. So when we're laughing about this and we're talking about it, we started to remember these two people we met in Salem. They asked us to take a picture, and the woman, I think it was the wife, just kept on calling her husband. We don't know what the wife's name was, but she kept on saying, Jerry!
Jerry, come over here!
Jerry!
Jerry, look at... That's Susan. She was dancing at the bar. And that doesn't mean on top of the bar. We were at a bar, and they were playing music, and I'm like, we were just having fun, and I was kind of dancing in my seat. And Jerry, that's Susan who was dancing in the bar.
You did some moves, and she had to remember that, hey, Jerry, you mimicked her moves. Remember?
So,
she was at the bar.
The funny part about this is she just kept saying his name over and over and over. And you said it in such a way that it stuck with you.
Right. And sometimes I forget it and I say, what was that guy's name? And you go, Jerry. And I think I just like to hear you go, Jerry. Yet the funny thing was he was enamored every time she said it.
I know.
He loved it.
So you look like a Julie to me. You act like a Julie to me. So I don't know, if I wasn't a Susan, I don't know what I would be.
But what does that mean? You look like a... Whatever your name is, you act
so,
like,
you know,
that.
I think people relate that to familiarity. If you know somebody who had that name, whether you were growing up, you kind of associate a certain personality type maybe to that name.
Well, when I was a kid, nobody had the name Julie. And now that I'm adult, everybody has the name Julie. Everywhere I go.
I could talk about my three kids and their names, with the exception of one, that I know who I was thinking of when I named them. They were all people who I had admired as a kid, my own.
That's cool. And the energy of that goes with their name. Yet also, people who call them their name and refer to them by their name have no idea what you were thinking about. So what does that mean?
So is it I'm projecting an energy on them by giving them a name? That's interesting.
Well, it's funny because if you look at the names that some of those, yes, I am going to go down here without mentioning names, celebrities give to their children, they're very odd names, and people follow suit and say, ow. And sometimes you can tell when, you know, somebody's name is a little bit different than the ordinary names that are given to children or to people or to anything.
So go to the energy of it. I want to go to the energy. What are you trying to tell me?
Well, sometimes when there's an odd name, what I want to say is sometimes when there's a different name that's not a normal name, that person ends up making leaps and bounds in some kind of career, or they're forced to be reckoned with. You could go through history, probably, and look at names where people made a name for themselves because the name was different.
So speaking of names, we're on our way to Salem, mm-hmm. and we're possibly going to get some podcast time with this person. And what's interesting is the two main, dare I say, witches of Salem both have the same first name,
yes.
Which I always thought that was funny, because whenever I heard someone talking about the big witch of Salem and everyone says it's Laurie Cabot, I always thought it was Laurie Bruno. It's just funny because they would say, oh, it's Laurie, the main witch of Salem, and I'd be like, oh, so I assumed it was the one I knew. So it's interesting if you're going to talk about the energy of it, we're going to ask
her. Well, I do know the background because one of them, her real name is not Laurie. and so the other one, her real name is Lori. And so that's interesting, and I know both of them really well. And it was funny because when we first met, and I was talking about, you know, Lori and Salem, you're like, yeah, I know Lori and Salem. And I was like, who are you talking about? And you weren't talking about the Lori I was talking about, but then you were. This is an interesting kind of, you know, point to ponder about names, because you go through school and stuff, we classify and we name things and we describe things, and we have an ancient text podcast coming up on Lao Tzu, and he talks about, you know, when you define and you describe something, what that means. And it's interesting because once you set a name to it and you define it, what does that mean?
So do you ever hear people who have dogs and they name it dog, or cats, and they name it cat?
Sometimes.
I know, and it's like interesting because then you don't define it. You don't give a personality to the animal. You just, its name's dog.
Right.
Or its name's cat. There's another person who did it, and they had a cat named it Kitty because that's what they called it, so it stayed Kitty.
Here it is again. Trump's in the news.
He's in the news? What could he be in the news for now?
He's always in the news. Every time you turn around, it's something coming from the mass media. But, you know, nobody talks about the real stuff.
Well, somebody does.
That's right. Check out our podcast, Oprah versus Donald. Oprah, can you hear us? You're wondering what's it about? You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. The Kabbalion can get pretty intense, as you can tell with these podcasts, with the conversation between Susan and I. Sometimes reading and listening isn't the best way to absorb the energy. Believe it or not, testing yourself in a fun way with trivia helps you absorb the Kabbalion principles and propel. That's why Susan and I put together a fun ebook to help you do just that. Check it out on Amazon. Download Think You Know the Kabbalion today and have fun with the energy. Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds, because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore. All right, I gotta share. Full disclosure here. You folks are missing the best part, because when I shut the recorder, Susan goes into the color commentary. You know, this is amazing. She's not just in the energy, but then she comes out and she's coaching us. How was that? That was good. Let's go for more.
I tend to be a quiet, introverted person.
And you know what? Oh, you always know you're getting our full selves in these podcasts and these books. Well, so what are you waiting for? Spotify? Amazon? Don't be listening to me. Go!
Choo-choo!
So what are we doing here, Susan?
Oh, we're doing commercials.
That's right. We're doing ads. But what are we selling?
I don't know. What are we selling, Danny?
I don't know. What are you selling?
Everybody's selling something. Aren't we selling something?
I don't know. My father used to ask me all the time, what the heck are you selling?
So I can imagine why, but let's get back to focus on what we're talking about here. We're talking about content.
Content and energy.
And humor.
Podcasts that take you out of the dumps.
There's so many to choose from. Enjoy.
And if you like the energy of this ad, hello, come along with us. 4 podcasts, tons of books, tons of ebooks. Everywhere.
And meet the authors.
We're, you know, doing a podcast in the car right now on our way to Salem. And as I'm passing cars, I know a lot of people that name their cars.
This is true.
They say this is Adolfo.
Betty, that's a shout out. She knows who she is.
So why would you name your car?
Well,
why would you name anything?
Well, that's actually an interesting...
For name tags?
No. Maybe it personalizes it.
But that's a human thing, right? Do you think dogs name each other?
Well, listen, Rover.
It's really Tom, not Rover. That's my people name. So some people name their kids by city names. Aren't there people who run in the Boston Marathon named Boston?
Oh, I don't know. Wasn't
yes,
there?
And they live in Africa.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't there like an energy and a vibration? What if you named one of your kids Boston? Some people do that too.
Yeah, no. I mean, we live just outside of Boston. We both have our whole life, so I have nothing against the city, but, you know.
How about Wendy's? We just went by a sign. You know, you can get a burger there. And a baked potato. This is a very interesting point.
So I'm curious. It's Poppy. And so, and, you
happy,
know,
Pappy?
There you go. So I'm just gonna, the minute you said Poppy, I think, oh, poppies will put them to sleep. That's from The Wizard of Oz. Or I think of Poppy from Seinfeld. So is that something that connects us to different energies where that vibration has been used to name something?
That's a good question.
Ooh, does that take us to time travel?
Or does it take us to morphogenetic fields?
Or and, both?
And we're resonating with a different sort of an energy, and that's one way of doing it. Sometimes if there's an energy you're trying to connect with, a name, you know, kind of brings you there. You know, if I hear names of my brother's names, different things come up, and I hear their names, and it brings me to a certain energy with it.
Mm.
And, you know, so yeah, I guess that's a good question.
And that's, you know, that's a really good thing that you mentioned, because a lot of times in our books, when we have characters that come up, we go, okay, what are we going to name this character? Who does it remind us of?
Exactly. And
you know,
that's exactly
who do we want to kill in this novel?
And we do. So actually, in any of our books, the names are so fitting.
I mean, everywhere you go, everywhere you look, there's something you could name.
In one of the books that we just wrote, the character behind it was Sandra Bullock. And we used the name Mallory. And now I hear the big movie that she's in, Bird Box, I didn't see it, but I heard her name's Mallory. And then I heard it wasn't so good, so maybe she should have looked into the list and read the book and made a movie with that.
Right.
Because I just saw her playing it as it came to me, and of course I picked the name Mallory. I don't know where it came from. And then sure enough, she's in a movie with the name Mallory. So what does that mean?
I found that very intriguing. And you could say that, did she pick the wrong Mallory,
yeah,
as you said, to act within? And maybe she's still in pursuit of the correct Mallory,
maybe.
Sandra Bullock.
So, I mean, I don't know anyone named Mallory. I don't know where the name came from, but it came to me, and that was the name that I went with. So it's funny. So I created an energy, you could say, because I didn't have one to go off of. And the story came to me. And so it's interesting, because then now she has this movie out, and there's a Mallory. It's just so funny.
You know what would be cool? It would be cool to be an actor and to play all the parts that were just Bob or just Mallory.
I'm so sorry. Bob's boring.
I'm sorry, I only play Gwendolyn parts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I only play Jane parts.
But, you know, if you're going to go into the energy, this is actually the backside coming from the other side of it, is that there's an energy, and you could say, did you tap into an energy? And of course, it was when I thought in my mind that it was Mallory, it's because that's what she was going to play, and I tapped into it, and she tapped into it, but there was a disconnect, who knows, at this point, we could just, you know, define it any way we want to. It's interesting, because this is like the other side of it, you know, mm-hmm, what I mean? We're talking about names giving a name, and it creates an energy, and whether, you know, you pick up a name because there's already an energy that's reaching out to you.
And there was definitely an energy to that part that she took, and there was definitely an energy to the name. And it's funny because, of course, we would say that that was what it was initially related to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very intriguing vibration to get involved with, because then you could start saying, well, then could we direct a Mallory character to her since she's already played Mallory? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, why not? Energy is energy.
Exactly. So I can talk about my experience, but I can't talk about that because it's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going to say it. I mean, I don't mind Sandra Bullock, but it's not like I'm a huge Sandra Bullock fan.
Right.
I'm not like, oh my God, I love her. But when that story was coming, it was almost like she was playing the character and I was writing down what was going on. It was almost like the character was directing me to write it. She played the part to me. I didn't try to say, who do I want?
Right, and what you're describing is how mostly all writers write. So however you want to say, if you're a writer or not, case in point, it's complicated. The movie with Meryl Streep, the writer and director of that movie, she
wrote that whole part hearing Meryl Streep say it.
So Meryl Streep
ended up acting
so
in it.
So she did. So I hear you. But that was just how I saw it. She's the one that came, and I just saw her playing it, and I wrote what was being said.
Right.
The name Mallory just came. Then she ended up going, playing a part where she's, you know, a Mallory character.
And why she could have been the Mallory character in The List.
Yeah. It's fascinating how that kind of happens.
And so
that, to me, is the psychic or the energy part of it.
Well, exactly. And there's definitely an energy to names. And there's an energy behind them. There's an energy within them. And there's an energy all around them. And oftentimes, an energy we have no idea about that connects them to other people. That's
right.
Really cool.
We can talk about the way that names come about and how we work with them. So I just find that fascinating because I can go into that space and say what I want to say because I was there, yet it makes no sense to me. And if I stay with the energy, I can describe it, yet I'm like intrigued myself.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. One might say that was really cool writer's time travel. And on that note, be aware of what you're naming, right? How you're naming it, why you're naming
it.
Have fun with it. Right, and what are you thinking about?
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.